From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Federal investigators from Washington and Phoenix are headed to the scene of a deadly helicopter crash in Arizona. Six people were killed and another critically injured when two medical helicopters collided in the air and crashed near Flagstaff. Mark Hurst of member station KNAU has more from Flagstaff.
Among the dead were at least one patient and one pilot, said Ian Greger of the Federal Aviation Administration. The helicopters crashed a half mile from Flagstaff Medical Center on a wooded hill, barely missing houses here, according to Sergeant Tom Bugner of the Flagstaff Police Department.
We were real lucky. Apparently, the frames of the helicopters missed the neighborhood that was just directly north of the crash site, so we were real lucky there.
The cause of the collision is still being investigated. The crash started a 10-acre brush fire that was quickly extinguished. Flagstaff Medical Center is a regional trauma center which receives accident victims from as far away as the Grand Canyon. For NPR News, I'm Mark Herz in Flagstaff.
Federal aviation authorities are also investigating a plane crash in New Mexico yesterday. Police in Santa Rosa say a Cessna crashed shortly after taking off from a local airport. Five people were killed. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe has joined an African Union summit held in Egypt. He may be looking to boost his political legitimacy after a re-election condemned by world leaders. Dale Gavlak reports.
Zimbabwe is headlining the African Union summit, but it's unclear whether Mugabe will face censure. As he arrived in the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, South Africa called on Mugabe to hold talks with the opposition to form a transition government. But a draft statement of the summit's resolution so far neither criticizes Zimbabwe's controversial runoff election nor Mugabe. UN Deputy Secretary General Asha Rose Migero did not mince words as she addressed the gathering. She called the situation in Zimbabwe an extremely grave crisis and urged leaders to negotiate a solution there. Meanwhile, Mugabe has threatened to point fingers at other African leaders if they speak out against him. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman, Jordan.
Oil prices rose above $143 a barrel for the first time ever today. Light sweet crude for August delivery rose $3.46 to $143.67 a barrel by midday in Europe. Analysts say traders are worried about tight oil supplies and growing oil demand around the world. Over the weekend, the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards warned that if Iran is provoked, Tehran might move to control a key oil passageway in the Persian Gulf. The stock market opens this morning with the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 11,346. It fell 106 points Friday, ending a week of declines. This is NPR News from Washington. Negotiations continue in Los Angeles between actors and movie and television producers. A contract expires at 1 minute past midnight. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers took out an ad in today's Variety and Hollywood Reporter, urging that an agreement be reached, saying a strike would be harmful and unnecessary. The president of the Screen Actors Guild said the union has done nothing to initiate a strike authorization vote, that any talk about a strike or a management lockout is simply a distraction. The industry is still recovering from a writer's strike last fall. The fiesta went on through the night in Spain following its victory in the final of the Euro 2008 European Soccer Championship. Despite a deep pool of talent, it's the first time since 1964 that Spain has won a major soccer title. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Elated fans danced on street corners, splashed in fountains, and hugged and kissed complete strangers. It was certainly a long time coming. The last time Spain could bask in such a victory was in 1964, when the team beat the Soviet Union in the final of that European Championship. 44 years. No one in our generation has experienced something like this, said 30-year-old Laura Vicente Sanz. King Juan Carlos was at the match in Vienna. Spain had suffered, he said, but in the end, it was worth it. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
Cyclist Floyd Landis is expected to find out today if he will reclaim his 2006 Tour de France title. He was stripped of the title last September after a panel ruled he had used a performance-enhancing substance. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.